This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A Colorado stalking case from 2016 went before the U.S. Supreme Court today. It involves a man who sent thousands of unsolicited and occasionally threatening online posts to a local singer and songwriter. He was sent to prison, but his lawyers say his right to free speech was violated because he didn't intend to be threatening. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser argued for the state, saying the context matters. The court could set a precedent if it decides to change what constitutes threatening speech. Governor Polis says the annual space symposium underway in Colorado Springs is a sign of the state's prominence in the industry. CPR's Dan Boyce reports on the largest space industry conference in the world.
Governor Polis spent much of Tuesday afternoon quickly moving from meeting to meeting at the symposium. Colorado has the highest concentration of space companies in the country, and Polis says even a few hours at a conference like this can help him convince more businesses to locate here.
It's a very real discussion. They're deciding in a matter of weeks. We're putting everything on the table and tell them this is where they ought to be.
The symposium brings in more than 10,000 people from around the world. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A proposal to rewrite the rules for housing development in much of Colorado is advancing through the legislature. A Senate committee approved the land use measure, but only after scaling back some of its potential effects. Polis is pushing for the bill while local leaders are against it. You're listening to CPR News. The time is 4:06.